The artist Pablo Picasso once said that every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up. In downtown St. Cloud, there are a lot of pseudo-grown-ups who have created a space for art to happen as it will. This space is found within the Paramount Theater, downstairs in the basement. It's officially known as the Paramount Visual Arts Center, and recently I hung out at the final teen night of this school year with visual arts director Melissa Goman. As we toured the studios and talked with a variety of artists and their parents, we found a series of happy, messy people just enjoying what they were doing. So please listen in and you'll hear what art can really do for the community. We'll start off talking with Melissa Goman as she explains the history of the Paramount Visual Arts and all of the artistic mediums that it has to offer.
The Paramount Visual Arts Center is a combination of a lot of different studio spaces that are in the lower level of the Paramount Theater. And in 1998, when they did the original renovation, they added a pottery studio, a hand-building studio, fused glass, painting and drawing, photography, weaving. There's a lot of different mediums that have been added into what was the traditional Paramount Theater. So since 1998, we've been offering a variety of different programs for both youth, like summer camps in the summer, and then during the school year, there's teen night every Thursday from 6 to 9, and throughout the year, we also have classes for adults and just community members to come in and utilize the facilities and the equipment.
Tonight is the last teen night for the year, correct?
Yep. Tonight is the last teen night. We run September through the end of May, and then we'll be starting it up again in the fall.
And about how many kids do you have coming through here per night, do you think?
When the weather's nicer, we have fewer kids, ranging 45, sometimes 40. In the winter, when the weather is bad, it averages about 60, 65 a night.
Do you find that there's a lot of repeat customers, if you would?
Most of our students are repeats. They get in the habit of coming every Thursday. And it's not just teenagers. It's open, actually, to all ages. It started as a teen program back in 2000. But we've expanded it to allow younger students to come in with supervision, or adults, too. And so a lot of the people that come very regularly, that this becomes kind of a habit that they come every Thursday and either make jewelry out of fused glass or pottery in the pottery studio. Well, I think all of our programming, whether it's for kids or teens, it gives them a safe place to come and create art in a non-structured way. Most kids only experience art in the classroom in a very structured academic style, and they never get a chance to utilize the skills that they're learning in school. And so this gives them a chance to come in and paint and be creative and more free than they're able to do in the classroom. And it also creates a space where the like-minded can meet. Kids that like to paint and draw can meet other kids from different schools that like to paint or draw. There's a lot more freedom and camaraderie, and even across ages, people, if they're talking about pottery, it doesn't matter if you're an adult or a kid. If your common interest is clay, all the other boundaries are gone.
Yeah, it seems like a very playful, enjoyable environment down here, but at the same time, there's no trouble, per se.
We never have any trouble. Well, I think part of it is that it's a social activity. Everybody's here to have fun. There aren't a lot of rules. And so everybody, the rule we do have is respect. I think also that there's no bad art here. We're not grading anybody. It's just for fun. We're having a good time, and as long as people are utilizing the material in a respectful way, everybody's welcome to do whatever they want, and it's a more supportive environment, and so everybody's just kind of here to play with the materials and You know, it's clay. It's just dirt. How serious can you really be?
Can you see?
Yeah. That's cool. Well, you wanna talk about pottery and whatnot?
Sure.
Okay. What's your name and how long have you been coming down here?
My name is Jack Christensen. I've been coming down here for about 3.5 years.
And what were you just working on in there in the pottery studio?
I was working on a double-walled piece, which means there's an inside wall and then an outside wall with air in between. And you carve out the outside to make a design, but it still holds water.
Excellent, excellent. About how long did it take you to make that?
I don't know, like 5 minutes.
Right on.
I also worked with a potter that I worked with for maybe 2 years now, and so I've been doing pottery at school as well at Apollo.
So you just kind of come down here to work outside of school, basically?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you have this opportunity to work on pottery if this place weren't doing what it was doing?
I would not have gotten started in it because I would not. I took a class here to start with, and that's how I started in pottery. And if it wasn't for this place, I would have never got started with it.
And you think you're going to keep going with it then?
I would like to do it for a living someday.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's very cool.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right on. Okay, so what is your name and what are you doing down here?
My name is Emily Klinger and I'm here for Teen Night.
How long have you been coming to Teen Night?
Mostly just this year.
And, how are you liking it down here?
I love it. It's so much fun. My friend over there broke a record and he's painting on it. And the rest of us are just drawing, doodling. I usually do a lot of glass fusing over there, but it's the last night tonight, so I can't pick it up next week. So I'm just going to draw tonight.
What would you say to other teenagers that were thinking about coming down here?
Definitely come down here. It's only $3. And it's so much fun. And you make friends, which is always good. You can always have more friends. We're very aggressive, artsy people. Not in a bad way. Like, friendly aggressive.
Well, how many people are normally down here on a Thursday night?
40, normally. 40. But it doesn't seem crowded at all. Like, everybody's dispersed throughout the basement, so. It's just so cool down here. Like, it's so old and artsy, and every wall is painted different. And, like, it's so interesting to come down here. So I think everybody should definitely just give it a shot and see it.
Okay, so your name is Richard. Can you tell me your full name?
Richard Zimmering.
And, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 8 years old.
So how long have you been coming down here, Richard?
I've been coming here for 4 years straight.
Oh, right on. What do you like about the basement down here?
I like how it's a really nice place to do your art, and I really like the teachers. They're really nice.
What kind of art do you like to create?
I like the spinning wheel for clay the most. That's the funnest that I think there is.
Cool. And how is this different than like taking art classes in school or something?
I think you get more freedom on what you can do. Like, there isn't as much of an assignment as, say, drawing. You can just, you know, create whatever you want.
Well, what else do you enjoy about being down here? Just, have you tried all the different kinds of art that there are?
Mostly I've done drawing classes, painting. I remember Monstrously Messy when I was younger. And then I've done clay. So, pretty much all of them, yeah.
Well, what's Monstrously Messy?
It's mostly like splatter painting and getting really messy, and you can have fun. Just, you can draw anything you want just like that. I like the splatter painting the most there. That was the fun. They'd lay out a big easel and put paper on it so you could just splatter paint with a paintbrush.
Nice. You ever hear of Jackson Pollock before?
No.
Okay. Someday you will. That's what he did. Yeah, a long time ago. Just splattered stuff. So, yeah. What are you doing tonight down here?
After I've done this, I'm going to go down and spin some clay, and then I'm going to come out, and I have my grandparents here today, so we're going to go up to dinner and have some fun.
Well, what would you say to other kids who are thinking about coming down here?
I'd say it's a great place and that you have lots of fun here, lots of freedom, and the teachers are great. I'd like to say a big thank you to the teachers again, how they've been so nice. And I like how even they, if sometimes you'll take a class for, say, jungle creatures or something, and they'll let you draw whatever jungle creature you want. Again, it's just that freedom that I really like, where you can just do whatever you want, and there's somewhere you can morph animals together. So you can put, like, say, a tiger and a giraffe, and you can mix them together, and you can do whatever you want. Because, say, at school, you can do, like, they give you one assignment, and you have to do that. But here, you can just do whatever you want. So I really like that, too.
You kind of go where the art takes you then instead of where the teacher's taking you, right?
Yeah.
What would you say to parents who are thinking about bringing their kids down here?
The same thing.
Right on. Well, thank you very much for talking today.
Yep. Thank you.
Cool. Can you tell me your name and, how long have you been coming down here?
Andy Zetterland, and for a long time, since I was like 5, maybe a little earlier.
Yeah, right on.
And how old are you now?
13, almost 14.
Oh, okay. And what do you like about coming down here?
You can just kick back, do the things you love to do with art. Now I'm doing a lot of clay, and I'm doing some cartooning every year. Yeah. Well, I've done a lot of clay stuff. I've made some really big, like, tower-type things. And I made the ring from Lord of the Rings and inscribed it.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Well, what would you tell the other kids who might want to think about coming down here?
It's great. You can have time to just kick back, relax, and have fun doing art. It's just great doing it. Nothing to lose because it's just fun. You can do whatever you want. Sign up for the things you like to do. Don't sign up for the things you don't like to do, but try some stuff you're not sure about.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from some of the parents?
The feedback that we've been receiving has been very positive in that the kids that are utilizing the programming here, they're kids that want more than what's available in their school settings. Unfortunately, the schools aren't able to offer a lot of visual arts classes. And so these are kids that have an interest, maybe have a skill or a talent. And it's something for the kids to do that's not screen orientated. It gets kids away from the gaming, away from the computer, away from the television set and the texting, and to actually make physical connections and to slow down, think, concentrate, and be creative. And the feedback that we've gotten from parents has been very good. One thing that we try to do with the kids, the respect has to go in all directions. And so it has to go from the teachers to the students as well. And I think that the students respond in a more adult way because they're being treated like adults. We expect good behavior from them, so they give it to us. But we're also allowing them to be kids and play and do splatter painting and have a really good time. But when we talk to them, when we interact with them, we're treating them in a respectful way so that then they return that to us. And
kind of funny how that works.
It is.
Okay, so can you tell me who you are?
I am Judy Zetterland, and I have had two kids. I have two kids, and they've both been in these programs from as soon as they qualified until they couldn't go anymore.
And what do you feel about what the Paramount's doing down here?
They get really good classes because they're such small groups, and they really get a chance to do what they are interested in. They're not like given assignments that they can't vary from, and they get a lot of very close instruction.
Well, this is more than just kind of something to do on a Thursday night. How do you think that this has, I don't know, changed your children's perspective on things?
They both have had a lot of chance to get to know kids that they wouldn't know from school or their other activities, which is great. And like my son said, it's just it's a relaxing way to spend their summers. They've been in the summer programs almost all, and it keeps them occupied and not bored in the summers.
And that's important.
And I know they're safe and well cared for, and are getting a chance to explore things that they wouldn't otherwise.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.
What do you think of, the art scene down here?
Well, I think it's an excellent opportunity for the kids. For the summer especially, that's when the classes are available for him. It gives them a lot to do, keeps them out of trouble at home, keeps them off, you know, things like kids his age like to do the Xbox and computers and stuff, and that's just the last thing they should be doing. They need to be doing things that are imaginative. So that's where he belongs.
Right on, man. Well, have you noticed any kind of, difference since he's been coming down here?
Yes, at home. At home, he brings what he learns here, and he's got his own area we call it his art desk, and he comes up with what materials he needs, and so at home he's doing artwork as well, and he just different versions of what he learns at the Paramount.
Well, what would you say to other parents who are considering bringing their kids down here?
Well, it is, I think it's worth every penny. I would encourage them to bring their kids down. They make friends here, not only with the kids, but they make friends with the teachers too. Richard, sometimes he'll take classes both in the morning and the afternoon, and one of his favorite things to do is to have lunch with the teachers. And so he spends the whole day and has a great time. I hope it keeps growing. I'd love to see classes maybe on Saturdays throughout the year, you know, for kids to do, not just in the summer. It'd be great if they could keep growing and offer that kind of thing for the children of his age.
You've just heard from an artist's mother, Carolyn Zimmering, and you are listening to a KVSC news feature on the Paramount Visual Arts Center and the programs that they offer. We now go back to Visual Arts Director Melissa Goman.
So where do the teaching artists come from?
Most of my teaching artists have a bachelor's degree in fine arts and then teaching experience. Many of them are actually K-12 educators that are licensed teachers in the area. They're licensed art teachers in the area, but this is an area where when they can come and teach and have a really good time and a lot more contact with the kids. And so we allow them to do projects that, because of their requirements in the classroom, they aren't able to have the opportunity to do some of these more in-depth projects with the kids. They're doing it just for fun, so you remove all of the aspects of making art that are not fun come from being graded and having to do something really specific. So we've removed all of those barriers, and it's just for fun. We have amazing, incredible, talented teachers. And when the teachers are having fun teaching, the kids have a good time.
Okay, so what's your name and what do you got going on down here?
I'm Justine Sanborn. I am the painting supervisor for Teen Night, and I'm also a SCSU student, double majoring in printmaking and graphic design.
And, well, what are your impressions of what goes on down here, just with all the kids running around making art?
The Paramount is fantastic. For the last year, what I've experienced is fantastic. A lot of kids have an opportunity to make a lot of artwork, where a lot of high schools and schools in general don't offer the opportunities that we do here at the Paramount. So it's really nice to have them involved in the arts.
When you say supervisor, what exactly does that entail?
I make sure that the teens do not make too big of messes. I also, hang out with them and become another peer as well. So yeah, it's pretty fun. Just make sure that they don't go crazy.
Too crazy, yeah. Exactly.
I had some teens down here one night that we were all painting, and they were deciding to use their hands to make some art, and two of them decided to high-five each other, and the paint splattered everywhere. So it wasn't as successful as they planned it on being. It was much more messy, but it was pretty funny.
As often happens with art.
Yes.
Yeah, who knows?
Jackson Pollock in their hand painting business. So,
What would you say to parents that are thinking about letting their kids come down here?
It's a really good idea. In fact, not only for the teenagers, but anybody of any age. If you are 20 and younger, it is only $3 for teen night. Otherwise, it is $8 if you are older than 20. So in general, it is a really good opportunity to make art and not have to pay too much. It's a really good price to come in and make some stuff. I'd definitely like to make a shout out to all SCSU students to say volunteer for a night or a day or something. We're always looking for volunteers for events and for the painting, the Visual Arts Center downstairs here. So it'd be really wonderful to see some more alumni from St. Cloud State here helping out and helping out the community as well. So
things about this facility is right now we have over 700 people upstairs in the auditorium for the Fabulous Armadillos, sold out show, and then down here we've got another 100 or so people gathered, all ages. We've got 8-year-old Richard, and then we have his grandmother here. You've got all ages, a lot of teenagers, all interacting. It's the facility has added so much to our community, and it's alive, and it's being utilized by so many people, and it's just wonderful being in here and all the energy that's being disseminated.
I know, cultivated and everything. And
Yeah. And when you look around, everybody's smiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the summer camps that you guys have coming up here shortly?
Our summer camp program has been running since about 2000, and we have about 400 kids come through each summer. We run July and August for 5 or 6 weeks, and we start with ages 4 to 6, then we have a 7 to 9 and a 10 to 14-year-old age groups. They can do painting and drawing, different mixed media classes, cartooning, and then there are clay camps where the kids can come in and they work with an artist, a teaching artist, and they get to do projects. We have projects that, you know, we maybe, like Richard had mentioned, we'll do things where they have a project that we have a topic, but we don't have an assignment where they make something very strict. So they get to use a lot of creativity in that they're making a mask, everybody's making a mask, but their mask is wildly different than their neighbors. And the artists, my teaching artists, are very skilled in leading kids to come up with ideas and to do their own things and to really encourage that creativity. Rather than limiting them to cookie cutter style art.
If somebody is interested in signing up for one of the summer camps, how would they go about doing that?
To sign up for camps, they can either call, that's area code 320-257-5928. And Derek Segerstrom is the person who takes registrations for camps. And then we also have a website, and they can go online and register under the classes section of our website, which is www.paramountarts.org.
The artist Howard Ikimoto once was quoted as saying, "When my daughter was about 7 years old, she asked me one day what I did at work. I told her I worked at the college, that my job was to teach people how to draw. She stared at me, incredulous, and said, 'You mean they forget?' If you've forgotten your art, or would like to make sure that your children don't forget theirs, call the Paramount Visual Arts Center at 320-257-5928 or visit their website at www.paramountarts.org and see what they have to offer." Another artist, Aaron Howard, says, "Art is a question mark in the minds of those who want to know what's happening." Well, the Paramount Arts and KVSC are here to let you know what's happening. This report has been funded through the Minnesota Historical and Cultural Legacy Grant and has been produced by KVSC, a proud member of Independent Public Radio.